Hello, everybody. Thanks for listening to Under the Covers. This is Jake the Snake Foster. Buckle up for a wild ride through the wild world of music history on the show today. We'll be uncovering the stories of some legendary artists, but some of their journeys involved struggles with drugs, mental health, and even loss. We'll be approaching these topics with respect, but if you're sensitive to these issues, we wanted you to be aware that they may come up on the show today.
Hey everybody, this is Henry Garza from Los Lonely Boys, and you're listening to Jake the Snake Foster.
Sitting in the morning sun, I'll be sitting in the evening sun, watching the ships roll in, and I'll watch them. Watching the tide roll away. Just sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. I left my home in Georgia, headed for the Frisco Bay. I've had nothing to live for. Look like nothing. Watching the tide roll away. Sitting on the dock of a bay, wasting time. Look like nothing's gonna change. Everything still remains the same. I can't do what 10 people tell me.
This is Under the Covers. I'm Jake the Snake Foster. In 1967, on the 7th of December, Otis Redding went into the studio to record Sitting on the Dock of the Bay. The song went on to be his biggest hit, and Redding didn't see its release. He was killed 3 days later in a plane crash in Madison, Wisconsin. Redding wrote the first verse of the song under the abbreviated title Dock of the Bay on a houseboat at Waldo Point in Sausalito, California, a short time after his appearance at the Monterey Pop Festival. Redding's familiar whistling, heard before the song's fade, was the singer fooling around. He'd intended to return to the studio at a later date to add words in place of the whistling, and that is one of the iconic parts of that song. And hope you enjoy Sitting on the Dock of the Bay from Otis Redding. On the 10th of December in 1967, Otis Redding was killed in a plane crash that I just talked about, age just 26 years old. Redding and his band had made an appearance in Cleveland, Ohio on the local Upbeat television show the previous day, and the plane carrying Otis Redding and his band crashed at 3:28 p.m. into the icy waters of Lake Monona near Madison, Wisconsin. Redding was killed in the plane crash along with members of the Bar Keys. Jimmy King, Ron Caldwell, Phelan Jones, and Carl Cunningham. Trumpet player Ben Colley was the only person to survive the crash. And it's the only gig that Otis didn't make it to on time. All right. We are going to hear from The Doors next, and that is because of a song. We're going to hear Roadhouse Blues, and that is because this is a live cut of Roadhouse Blues because of Jim Morrison's birthday. It would have been his 81st birthday, the 8th of December in 1943. Here's The Doors.
Ladies and gentlemen, from Los Angeles, California, The Doors.
Keep you out on the road. Hey, listen, man. Listen, man. I don't know how many of you people believe in astrology.
This is Jim Lund. I'm from Fort Lauderdale, Florida.
You know what?
You're listening to Under the Cover. Brought to you live downtown Cross Plains. Jake the Snake Foster. He does a great, 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 great job. I wear shorts all the time. What the heck am I doing? We're walking.
Thank you.
Jake Scrappa, Mel Laura, and you are listening to Under the Covers with Jake the Snake Foster.
Text the Under the Covers voice mailbox at 608-572-7226.
Hello.
Hello, darkness, my old friend.
Hello. It's me.
608-572-7226.
I got run. Well, these
I'm Mason Barsas from Mazo Hardware in Mazomania, Wisconsin, and you're listening to Under the Covers with Jake the Snake Foster. We'll be right back.
call or text the Under the Covers voice mailbox at 608-572-7226.
This is Under the Covers. I'm Jake the Snake Foster, and that was a set of music for Greg Allman's birthday, and born in 1947 on the 8th of December, the keyboard player, vocalist, guitar player for the Allman Brothers Band. They had their classic album Eat a Peach in 1972 and the 1973 U.S. number 12 single Ramblin' Man from Brothers and Sisters Allman was referred to as a Southern rock pioneer and received numerous awards, including several Grammy Awards, and following a series of health problems, including hepatitis C and a 2010 liver transplant, he passed away in 2017 due to complications from liver cancer. All right. We heard a set of songs for Greg Allman's birthday. We heard Molly Hatchet do his song Dreams I'll Never See, a song that Greg Allman wrote. Don't Keep Me Wondering from the Allman Brothers Band, Willie Nelson's version of Midnight Rider, and the Allman Brothers Band from their album Seven Turns. That was Good, Clean, Fun. And then from Greg Allman, release in 2010, Devil Got My Woman from his Low Country Blues album. All right, we're going to hear a couple songs that are very El Paso-centric. We're going to hear El Paso and then another one from Marty Robbins. And that is because of Marty Robbins passing away at the age of just 57, complications from cardiac surgery. He had the first number one of the 60s in the U.S. with El Paso, winning him a Grammy Award, and portrayed a musician in the 1982 Clint Eastwood film Honky Tonk Man, the same year that he passed away, 8th of December 1982. Here's Marty Robbins right now on Under the Covers.
Out in the West Texas town of El Paso, I fell in love with a Mexican girl. Nighttime would find me in Rose's Cantina. Music would play and Felina would whirl. Blacker than night were the eyes of Felina, wicked and evil while casting a spell. My love was deep for this Mexican maiden. I was in love, but in vain I could tell. One night a wild young cowboy came in, wild as the West Texas wind. Dashing and daring, a drink he was sharing with wicked Felina, the girl that I love. So in anger I challenged his right for the love of this maiden. Down went his hand for the gun that he wore. My challenge was answered in less than a heartbeat. A handsome young stranger lay dead on the floor. Just for a moment I stood there in silence, shocked by the foul evil deed I had done. Many thoughts raced through my mind as I stood there. I had but one chance, and that was to run. Through the back door of Roses I ran, out where the horses were tied. I caught a good one, it looked like it could run. Up on its back and away I did ride, just as fast as I could, from the West Texas town of El Paso back to the badlands of New Mexico. In El Paso, my life would be worthless. Everything's gone in life, nothing is left. It's been so long since I've seen the young maid. My love is stronger than my fear of death. I saddled up and away I did go, riding alone in the dark. Pain in my heart, and at last here I am on the hill overlooking El Paso. I can see Rose's Cantina below. My love is strong and it pushes me onward. Down off the hill to Felina I go.
five mounted cowboys, off to my left, right, a dozen or more. Shouting and shooting, I can't let them catch me. I have to make it to Rose's back door. Something is dreadfully wrong, for I feel a deep burning pain in my soul. Getting weary, unable to ride, but my love for the leader is strong, and I rise where I've fallen. Though I am weary, I can't stop to rest. I see the white puff of smoke from the rifle. I feel the bullet go deep in my chest. From out of nowhere, the leader has found me, kissing my cheek as she kneels by my side. Cradled by two loving arms that I'll die for, one little kiss and Felina goodbye.
Hello, this is Richard Davis. You're listening to Under the Covers with Jake the Snake Foster.
Above the desert floor, I see it there below. A city with a legend, the West Texas city of El Paso, where long ago I heard a song about a Texas cowboy and a girl, and a little place called Roses where he used to go and watch this beauty world. I don't recall who sang the song, but I recall the story that I heard. And as I look down on the city, I remember each and every word. The singer sang about a jealous cowboy and the way he used a gun to kill another cowboy, then he had to leave El Paso on the run. El Paso City, by the Rio Grande, the cowboy lived and rode away, but love was strong, he couldn't stay. He rode back just to die in that El Paso sand. El Paso City, mind, but still I find there's such a mystery in the song that I don't understand. My mind is down there somewhere as I fly above the badlands of New Mexico. I can't explain why I should know the very trail he rode back to El Paso. Can it be that man can disappear from life and live another time? And does the mystery deepen cause you think that you yourself lived in that other time? Somewhere in my deepest thoughts, familiar scenes and memories unfold. These wild and unexplained emotions that I've had so long, but I have never told. Like every time I fly up through the heavens and I see you there below, I get the feeling sometime in another world I live in El Paso. El Paso City, cowboy in this mist.
history that died there in that desert sand so long ago. El Paso City, by the Rio Grande. A voice tells me to go and see, another voice keeps telling me, maybe death awaits me in El Paso. El Paso City.
Nicholas.
And this is Matthias
from GNN, a part of the Wanakee Summer School podcast.
And you are listening to
Under the Covers with Jake the Snake Foster,
aka DJ Snake on the Lake.
My mama don't like me. Used to stay out all night long. Oh Lord. I said my mama don't like me. Used to stay out all night long. Oh Lord. I didn't care what she didn't like. Lord, I would boogie woogie in a house. One night I was laying down. I heard Mom and Papa talking. I heard Papa tell my mama, let that boy boogie woogie, cause it in him and it's got to come out him. But I felt so good, I want on boogie woogie just the same. Get away from Johnny a little bit. Gotta get away from Johnny a little bit. Gotta boogie, gotta boogie. Wanna boogie, wanna boogie. Wanna boogie, gotta boogie. Get a chill.
Oh. look so good. And every time you walk down the street, you bring eyesight to the blind. Met a fishman on the corner. He said, "Hey, where you going?" I said, "Look at him, man. I'm going my way." I said, "Look at little boy. Ain't that a crying shame?" I said, "Why?" He said, "Oh, ooh, ouch, 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 ouch." He said, "I got a stomachache."
Alright, this again is Under the Covers. I'm Jake the Snake Foster. We heard Stomach Ache from Junior Wells. We also heard Boogie Chillin' from Buddy Guy and Junior Wells. And we heard those two because of a birthday from Junior Wells. Born in 1932, he passed away in 1998. He worked with Muddy Waters, Van Morrison, Carlos Santana, Bonnie Raitt. He toured with the Rolling Stones in 1970. The blues singer and harmonica player, Junior Wells, again, born in 1932 on the 9th of December. We heard a couple for his birthday. Messing with the Kid is, I think, the song that the Blues Brothers did of his off of their Briefcase Full of Blues album, and one that I, one of the first songs that I heard that was a Junior Wells song that exposed me to him. So, hope you enjoyed those. We're going to hear from the band next, starting off this set of music, the next hour of the show, because of a birthday of a member of the band. And we are doing that. We heard a lot of the band lately between The Last Waltz, and we did The Last Waltz and Beyond promo show that we had a few weeks ago as well. So hope you enjoyed those things. And we're going to hear from the band in just a little bit, again, the top of the hour. So if you want to get into the show, you can hear the song that you'd want. Like, you can request a song like Mark did. And Mark, we are going to be playing your request soon, maybe not next week, but the week after. Mark, we'll get that in that I know you requested. So if you've got any requests, you can get in into the show via the voicemail box, 608-572-7226. Again, 608-572-7226. is the way to get into the show. You can also email us, djjakefoster@gmail.com. Again, djjakefoster@gmail.com, or Under the Covers with Jake the Snake Foster on Facebook. All right, thanks for listening, everybody. We'll be back with a whole nother hour of music in just a little bit. We'll be right back.